98 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A Brentwood-based healthcare company is going out of business. Yes Care provides medical, dental, and behavioral healthcare in nearly 500 correctional facilities across the United States. It was one of two companies that took on the business of Horizon Health when that company, also based in Brentwood, collapsed in 2022. Horizon had been one of the prison industry's largest for-profit healthcare providers. The Nashville Business Journal reports Yes Care filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in May. Now it has filed notices with the state of Tennessee saying its employees will be laid off in three waves over the summer and that its headquarters will close. Immigrant rights advocacy groups are speaking out against a wave of arrests in the Great Smoky Mountains area. About 100 arrests were conducted within a week in collaboration with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Officials say some of the individuals arrested had previous criminal records that included domestic assault, drug possession, or driving while intoxicated. But it's unclear how many of those people had previous charges. Callie Van Cleve, the advocacy manager for the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, criticizes the arrests.
Instead of actually making our community safer or helping our families build good lives, families are afraid to interact in public or address their traffic tickets. Children find themselves separated from their parents, and our communities live in fear and distrust.
According to an ICE spokesperson, immigrants who were detained will receive full due process. But one local advocacy group says that at least one family saw a father moved out of state within 12 hours, too quickly for them to hire an attorney. The arrests are part of the federal 287G program, an initiative that creates a partnership between local law enforcement agencies and ICE. More than 50 counties in Tennessee have signed on to some form of that program. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.